Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. What do you got on your hands? Well, if you've been listening to me for almost 20 years, welcome back. I'm Rick Tittle. It's nice to have you with us, and if you're brand new, it's great to have you with us as well. And it's a one-hour show that talks about video games. I'm a gamer like you. I play them. I don't design them. I wouldn't know how to make one. And I judge games on one criterion. Is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. And I believe that we are living in the golden age of video games. They've never been better. But it doesn't mean there's still not a lot of garbage out there. So we'll sift through it together and find out what's worth our money and what's not. We'll do it together at the toll-free line all over the American continent and abroad. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, as always, are welcome. If you are listening on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network, well, I always support our troops. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, we appreciate what the military does for us, keeping us safe. And we know that you love video games out there, especially overseas, a little home cooking for you as well. We are on the TuneIn app. We are in the iHeartRadio app. We are on the Stitcher app. If I wasn't at my home here in Oakland, California, and Scott over there in the studios in San Francisco, where I'd usually be there in North Beach, just downtown, well, then I'd be on Twitch. But there's this thing called the pandemic going on. You might have heard of it. So doesn't mean we can't get your calls and get you the free game, as we always give away. I'll be doing that a little early today. I'll be doing that in the next segment, just over 15 minutes, because we will have an interview live from the Netherlands with Roderick Rolda, and he is the man behind Speed 3. Is out, and we'll talk to him. But we need to talk about, hey, this is the week. The Xbox Series X is out. The PS5 is out. I got a game to give away. I'll tell you what it is. It's Call of Duty Cold War. I got Call of Duty Cold War. We'll talk about that and everything in between. We are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 in your cable provider in 35 million homes. We are proudly on Sirius XM on 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. How can we fit it in? We'll find out next. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give away a brand new game. Usually I don't tell you what it is, but I'll tell you what it is this time. Call of Duty Cold War. That's a good transition for the young broadcasters out there. Segway, just go, The next generation is here, folks. The Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, and the PS5. It is out. People have them. Do not have one yet. I guess I could have got that done. I would have had to have taken time off work and basically camped out during a pandemic to get it done, or have been very lucky trying to get it online. Probably would liken it like, I remember I tried to get tickets to the World Cup in Germany in 2006, and the entire world was on a server, and it's like, ready, go. I did end up getting tickets to USA, Czech Republic, and Gelsenkirchen. We lost 3-0. But it didn't work online. So the online thing didn't work for the PS5 either. And so I'm going to have to wait for the next batch. If you do have an Xbox Series X or a PS5, I'd love to hear from you and get your impressions of it. Nothing is ever perfect, is it? 1-800-878-PLAY. I do kind of have one foot into the next generation. That's because I have a DualSense controller. Now, as you may or may not know, and if you're a gamer, you do know, when you buy a console, they give you one controller, which is lame, but they know you're going to buy another one, right? Even if you only play by yourself, you're going to buy another one so that when one runs out, the other one will be ready to go, right? Or am I crazy? So I noticed on Amazon that there were, I think it was like $76 with tax, they had them available. I thought, why would I buy a DualSense controller when I don't even have a PS5 yet? And that's because I am going to buy one. And this isn't going online to some black market bidding auction site where I'm going to pay through the nose. What if there's a run on those and there aren't any? So it's like buying a steering wheel without the car. But yes, I do have a DualSense controller. And I kind of thought, ooh, maybe I can try it on my PS4. No such luck. Not compatible. And by the way, your DualShock 5, or DualShock 4 is not compatible with the PS5 either. It's not like the Xbox family. PS5 is going to be a little bit different, although it will be cross-compatible to most PS4 games, which is nice. Sony doesn't usually do that. So the controller is really cool, and I'm hearing stories about how, like, if you fire a submachine gun in a game, that the trigger will kind of jiggle a little bit, or if you're firing like a sniper rifle, it'll be kind of a soft part of the trigger, and then it will kind of get hard, and then you push a little bit more, and it'll give you a little bit of a recoil, like you're really firing a rifle. I mean, it's got a lot of cool stuff with that. So I have that. And then I also got Demon's Souls, which I ordered a hard copy of. That's actually supposed to arrive tomorrow. And that was, whatever it was, $76. Maybe the controller was $80. I don't know. I'm just hemorrhaging cash right now and getting ready to spend the $500 on the PS5. Hey, it's been like 8 years almost. This is what we're waiting for. So now we have heard... today, there was a leak from Walmart, of all places, that they're going to make PS5s available on Black Friday. Now, I am not a Black Friday guy, at least not going to the stores. And I would imagine in the pandemic, unless you're like, I want some freedom, I don't wear a mask. I mean, I guess you could line up like that. But I mean, I would line up, do the old social distancing if I knew it was going to be there. But these places open up at 5 a.m., and I've already seen, I was watching the NFL today, I've already seen commercials where they're saying, Black Friday prices already started now. I'm like, well, I don't believe you. They already started now. But I remember when Black Friday first started, it was like, be the first in line and get a smoke detector or a little fire extinguisher or a nightlight, some little gift to get you in. And now they open up actually on Thanksgiving. I think, was it Target last year, opened at like midnight. Why would you go at midnight? Well, if you have a PS5 available, that's what happened. So the rumor is for Walmart that when it comes to online, that Black Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern you can order, but in person, 5 a.m. local time on Black Friday. 5 a.m. local time. Now, I don't even know where a Walmart is. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. We don't have Walmarts. I think there's one. There was one somewhere and it closed. It couldn't stay open. I know some parts of the country you're probably aghast at that. Like, how do you not have a Walmart? Well, we don't. But they're going to have a lot of games that are only going to be $30 on the Switch, PS4 and Xbox One. $28 for Madden, FIFA, NBA 2K, all 21, 21, 21. There's going to be some games that are $15, like Rainbow Six Siege, BioShock Collection, Grand Theft Auto 5. And then the deals, the DualSense Pad, $70, Turtle Beach Universal Headset, $23, 12-month membership, PS Plus, $44.96. I don't know. We'll see. For the Xbox Series X, it's a $39 Xbox GamePad and $22.88 for a 3-month Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription. So the Switch online with Mario Kart Deluxe bundle, $299. You can also get Switch Pro controllers for $29 as well. But here's the thing. If you don't have a 4K TV and you want a next-gen system, it'll still work, but are you getting all you can out of it? And the answer is no. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have it, but I think it definitely helps. But I don't agree, like, with my friends who have fancy cars, which I don't. Like, I have a friend who has an Audi, another one has a Beamer, and they only put the high-octane gas in it. They've been told that the cheaper gas will hurt the car. Yeah, I don't believe that. I think gas is gas. It all comes out of the same hose. It literally all comes out of the same... Well, it does come out of the same hose, but I should say it comes out of the same tank. My point is, you could say, well, you know, so I don't have 4K. You really should. If you're going to pay for next gen, you should get next gen. But it's an exciting time. I'll try to find, keeping my eyes open. I'm not going to be going. I have a lot of good systems, a perfectly good PS4, games I like on the PS4, and I can play those while I wait for the PS5. And it's not something that I have to have this second. I did see online on some of the auction sites that people, it's not insane. I think the highest I saw was 900. Most of them were around 750. So people trying to make a 50% profit on it. I do want the $500 version with the shiny disc, in other words, a slot, so I can throw Blu-rays in, because play a movie. And you think about that hard drive. I read where a guy said he put 6 games on it, and his hard drive had less than a third left. And my thought is, that's pretty good. That's about what I thought, really. And so do you got to buy another drive? Whatever. It's $60. You get 2 terabytes for $100 probably. It's a lot of cash, but as I said, this doesn't happen every year like a new soccer kit. This happens, as I said, it's when you get to go back to 2013 that we had a next-gen product. Now, Call of Duty Cold War is out. I'll give it away next, and I'll also tell you about it because I just got it today, and I'm playing that as well. So we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the video game review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. And normally I give the games away at the 40 after mark, but we have an interview coming up from Holland, and that'll be about the game Speed 3. We'll have Roderick Rolda for that, and he'll talk about that new game, which is very popular worldwide. The game I'm giving away right now, though, and the way to win it is to just send me the answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, we stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any questions you have, to ask for the cheat code I do at the end of the show, and to win the game, be the second correct answer to my very simple question, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, we also stream through sbnationlive.com. Proud to be on that network out of Houston, Texas, and around the globe as well. The game is Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War for the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. I have here the code. And this code will work for the PS4 and the PS5. Summary from Call of Duty is Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, the direct sequel to the original and fan-favorite Call of Duty Black Ops, drops fans into the depths of the Cold War's volatile geopolitical battle of the early 80s. Now, as I've said before, of course, this is under the Activision umbrella, but this is from Raven and Treyarch. And it's rated M for mature, rated Treyarch and Raven, not as good as Infinity Ward graphically or gameplay-wise, just the way I feel. The question is, how about the question, Rick? The question is this a game about warfare, or is this a game about backgammon? Just let me know, warfare or backgammon? Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. And you will have it. As I said, I've been playing it, and I thought I would try the Warzone, and it put me back in the PS4 Warzone. And that is because I found out today that the new Warzone is going to begin actually on December 10th. And this new Warzone is going to have a lot of free content in it. They say more multiplayer maps and modes, 2v2 gunfights, new weapons, new zombie modes, much more, classified Warzone experience. And they're also going to bring back Nuketown 84. This will be the third time now that they've brought back Nuketown. By the way, this code I have is for the Ultimate Edition. How about that? This is a game that covers many different eras. As I've started off, obviously I have not played the campaign just yet. Give you a better review next time around. The campaign is going to take you through a lot of, I'm going to see a little Ronald Reagan in there as well. But like, if you're my age, you grew up in the Soviet Union was, you know, our arch enemy, and they were scary. And we had, disaster drills where we'd hide under a desk in case there was a nuclear attack. Maybe not as bad as my mom and dad had it in the 50s, but yeah, in the 70s and the 80s, the Cold War was going strong. I actually went to East Berlin. I went through Checkpoint Charlie in 1985, and I could do a whole show about my experiences there, but this is a video game show, obviously. And by the way, they did not have video games in East Germany at that time. Now, those poor bastards did not have such a thing. But anyway, this game is very ambitious, obviously, and your weapons progression as you trick things out. It's the same kind of lobby. I will say you respawn much faster in this game than you do in Modern Warfare, the game right before that. Now, Modern Warfare, I'm still in that season, which I believe has about a week left to run. And I just got a new M4 version. And it doesn't matter if I've got already four other ones. It's always nice to kind of trick it out and put stickers on it and things. I always make fun of the pink zebra stripes, so I don't do that. New operator as well, Wood. I picked him instead of Otter, who I was using. But there's going to be a lot of free content in this Cold War. And it's going to be the post-launch free content. It's going to be one of the biggest in the history of the game. So this is the way it works. When it launched with the player progression system, players will begin by completing military ranks as you go up. And then all three games are going to get synced up, beginning with Season 1 on December 10. So we'll see how that goes. I do believe, though, when I was playing the beta, not the alpha, the beta, that it did keep my progression. I think I got up to level 4. And the universal progression system, so that means you can level up and obtain experience points no matter which of the titles that you are playing. So it could be Black Ops Cold War and Season 1 for Modern Warfare and Warzone players as well. So that's going to be weird when everything syncs up. Now, I believe everybody's going to go back to level 55 as they always do, and then you can get up to 155. But Black Ops Cold War Zombies will share the progression as well. And so to synchronize across all three games, your rank, as I said, is going to be reset to your current progression in Black Ops Cold War. But everything you've previously unlocked, like weapons and perks and kill streaks in Modern Warfare, will be available. So that's something that I think is, like I said, I don't even know how they're going to pull that off. But that's good. I mean, we're talking about cross-play and cross-progression. Those are a couple things that I think work pretty well with this game. The weapon progression, as well, as I said, everything you unlocked will go. Now, when you drop into Warzone, you don't bring your loadouts with you. You basically land, at least in Modern Warfare, you land with a Glock, and then you're going to have to find crates and get your way out of it that way as well. But you know, if you access up to, you know, those 100 unlockable tiers, once the battle integration goes into effect, and if you want to pay for that as well, we'll see. There is a store access. As I said, I need to play the campaign. I need to do, as the kids would say, the deep dive into the campaign and get a feel for it. It's just, whenever I get it, it's funny, whenever I used to get a game, you know, I don't know, like 8-9 years ago, I would immediately do the campaign, and now the campaign, I wait until I'm offline for whatever reason. I wait until, you know, we get to a point where it's like, do I have any Wi-Fi? Can I play somebody? 1-800-878-PLAY. Email's rick@sportsbyline.com. This email here is from Chris. Chris writes in from Modesto, California. Rick, what is the drawback of each of the new systems? There has to be something. Well, as I said, for the PS5, it's more of an exclusive club, as a lot of the stuff doesn't work with the PS4, except your games will be cross-compatible. The hard drive is a little bit smaller than the Series X as well. But, you know, the strength of a console system is there's no fatal errors or syntax errors. They are just muscle, and they are built to work, and you plug them in, and they just go. And the Series X is no different than that. It's plug and play all the way. But if you look at, you know, the drawback there, it would be like, first of all, the S is not as powerful. That's the digital version only. And then, as I said, if you think it's a drag to upgrade your TV, but You know, if you have a 4K TV and if you can accommodate 120 frames per second, and that would often sometimes need the pricier HDMI 2.1 port, you will notice a big graphical boost. And if you have a TV that's 10 years old, it's not going to cut it. But you're still going to notice some upgrades. It's not like if you have an older system, you're not going to, it's just going to end up fuzzy or something like that. But the good news is, too, is that, like, I remember in 2008, I got a 40-inch high-def TV for, and it was $1,000. And I thought I was getting a really good deal that day. And it lasted me, like, 11 years. It was great. It was a Sharp. Now the new TV I have is 4K, 54 inches, and that costs, like, $600. You can get a 400K. You could get a 4K TV for less than $500. I've seen them for $350. I don't know how crappy they are, but it's an upgrade that, as I said, if this was every year, I would feel like we were being gouged. I feel like it would be horrendous, and it's not. All right, I'll get to the new releases here. We're sort of waiting for Black Friday, but you have Katamari Damacy Reroll for PS4 and Xbox One. It's a puzzle game. You have Star Renegades, the Switch and Xbox One. It's a roguelike. Mars Horizon for PS4, PC, and Xbox One and Switch. That's a sim. Serious Sam Collection. That's a comp shooter, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Halo 4 for the 360. Yes, it's back. Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity. That's it. Those are the games until we get to Black Friday with the consoles as well. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to the Netherlands, and we're going to talk to the man behind Speed 3. I'm Rick Fiddle. Come on back.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Roderick Rolda, and he is an executive producer for the new game Speed 3 Grand Prix Multi-Format. Welcome to the show, Roderick. The thing I love about this game is that it is arcade style, and that's what I want. I don't want to get into the minutiae of downshifting and all that stuff. I like games like Burnout Paradise where I can just go, go, go. And I think that's what you were after, right? A quick pick-up-and-play type of game here?
Definitely. You picked it out correctly. Speed was one of those old-school titles where we picked up the IP. But we have also noticed that a lot of people just love the arcade experience, like Burnout Paradise, as you're saying. And we brought it back to a more IndyCar Formula One type of race game.
And also the way you can set it up, you can keep the rumble on your joypad, or you can turn it off. There are a lot of customizations you can do, right?
Definitely. So one of the things that that we really focused on is, you know, getting that experience in there. Rumble is, of course, one of them. You know, you want to get that explosions, that over-the-top type of arcade feeling back in your hands. So rumble is one of those things, you know, but my favorite in the whole game is going to be the split-screen version where you can beat your friends, and that's going to be awesome.
Where are you calling from, may I ask?
I'm calling from Holland. One of our offices is located in Assen. It's the top of Holland. Everybody knows from the TT racing, if you're more like a race fan.
Uh-huh. No, that's great. I've been to the Netherlands many times and always had a blast. All right, let's talk about the modes in Speed 3 Grand Prix, because you have Tournament, Quick Race, and Time Trials. If you could just give us a little sketch on all three of those real quick.
Yeah, so Tournament is basically your career mode, right? So you go, you start off from the very bottom, and you start racing through the entire game, freeing up multiple levels of the game. We have six different type of tracks. It goes from the United States to Russia to the UK. And your main goal is to become the best of the best within the Speed Grand Prix. The other one is Quick Race. So, you know, if you have like 10 minutes left on your day, you just want to get a quick game out of there to release all your tension and your pressure of the day, definitely go for Quick Race. And the last one is Time Trial. It has the ghost mode into it. So once you set your own lap, you know, it's you versus yourself to beat your own time.
It always is funny, like you do a lap and then you see your ghost and then you wonder, why is my ghost ahead of me? What am I doing wrong this time? But that's what it is. It's kind of, you kind of chasing your own tail, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's I love that mode myself. You know, there's nothing better than beat yourself.
You know, the thing that I love too about when it comes to car racing, I've always been more drawn to open wheel than stock cars. And I was lucky enough when I was a teenager to see an open wheel race in Monaco, and I know that you Europeans have a much deeper love for open wheel racing than we do in America. And that's why when you talk about the limited Formula One cars, you just talk about those like the McLeoders and the Benoit and the GR and the F Rory, some of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I think it's in our DNA, to be honest, as Europeans. And but I think it's also getting more and more to the United States nowadays. We see a big change, at least from gaming perspective, when it comes down to these type of games, that it's really picking up track there as well.
And then there are unlockable cars as well, some road cars, the Durell, the McRed, the Grantham. And then those are just as achievements. Is it also unlockable tracks?
That's a good question. I believe there all the tracks are basically unlocked during the tournament itself. For us, the cars, it was also a nice twist to unlock them, to step away a little bit from the general Formula One IndyCar type of cars, and also, you know, have people fun with some other type of cars as well on these tracks.
What type of feedback have you been getting from gamers? Because they'll always tell you a little bit more of this and a little bit of less of that.
Yeah, of course. It was released yesterday, so the feedback is slowly coming in. There's different type of feedbacks that people said, oh man, I really like this game, but I wish it was a little bit more extensive. Of course, there was another Twitch guy yesterday who played it for, I believe, 10 hours in a row. He even started emailing us how much fun he had with the old school type of arcade racing, what he was really missing in this type of genre when it comes down to this genre of car games. There was our very first compliment we received yesterday. And no doubt a lot of more feedback will start coming in the upcoming days as well.
We're speaking with Roderick Roda from Holland, Speed 3 Grand Prix, which is out now. And by the way, speed3-game.com /hashtag pre-order if you want to get in. The thing that I think we really like in car racing games is a really spectacular crash, but then not to go back into a lobby, but to get right back on that track again. And I think that's cool. I mean, you could force a guy off the road, he explodes in flames, or somebody could do that to you, but then you're right back in the thick of it pretty quickly, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the whole fun of this game. I think you said it pretty well in the very beginning. It's pick up and play, so it should not be too serious, right? And especially for this arcade type of game, you don't want to get in that whole cycle that you need to go back to either previous checkpoints or basically you're excluded from the game already. So it's about this chaotic type of crazy thing that really makes this game different from other type of Formula One in the type of more simulation type of race games. And that's the feedback we've gotten from our partner as well. I don't know if you guys already know it. You know, GS2 is our partner in the United States, which we are really happy about. They also gave us this feedback, like, you know, it needs to be fun and easy and you know, you need to keep on going. It needs to be chaotic.
And I know, I mean, this isn't straight up vehicular combat, but it can look a little Mad Maxy as well. In fact, you have chain takedowns. It's almost like you're going to have a kill streak, and if you get five in a row, you can call in an airstrike or something, right?
Oh, that's a pretty good idea for an update, maybe. You know, I'll write that one down.
Get that down. All right, let's talk about the six tracks. You have one in the UK, which is pretty straightforward, late morning conditions. You have one in America. It's kind of a cloudy day. Germany in the forest. Russia, kind of a cloudy one. Japan, which is the downtown flashy one. And then the super speedway, which is going to have an oval and a lot of basically your racetrack type of thing. Just talk about the nuances. Which ones are you better on yourself?
I personally really love Japan. I love the whole city type of thing. You know, being one of those European guys looking at Formula One, the Monaco is really something that I really love because it's, you know, really into the city. That's for me also a big fan of the old school type of arcade games where, you know, city is a city or street racer. I love Japan myself a lot. But I also love Super Speedway. And although it, you know, initially might feel boring, but, you know, just punching that throttle to get the speed as high as you can and bumping away a different type of other opponents, yeah, that's real fun for me as well.
And I would imagine rain, clouds, darkness, that light could be your enemy, but this is, you have a mini map to let you know that a turn is coming if you take a little glance at it, right?
Yeah, well, that makes it a little bit easier, of course. Of course, there are a couple of those really tight turns in different type of maps. The different weather, time of day, really impacts the way you're driving. And having a map really helps you out to know which corner is coming when.
What's it like when, as a developer, when you're on, you know, with Sony and Microsoft system and Nintendo's, because you can't just port them out. I mean, they have to make little nuances with the way the Switch controller's on. Is that a challenge for you guys, or is that something that you're sort of used to by now?
Oh, I think our developers are pretty much used to it by now. So we've got a lot of experience as a publisher with different type of people. We've got over 20 years of experience in-house by now. So it started all the way in the back of the days, like the Nintendo 3DS, up to the, of course, now upcoming or semi-released next gens. So one of the things we are pretty used to by now is setting up the different type of controllers and make sure that basically they work correctly. And when you start talking about the publishers and the platforms itself, they are of course very demanding, but having that experience in house really works out when it comes down to getting these type of games from Switch to Xbox.
Roderick, you mentioned updates, and I would imagine DLC with new tracks and new vehicles. Is that in the are those in the scheme?
Well, currently we're just looking into, you know, how the initial sales are going to go for the game itself, and then we always start listening to the community, right? And based on their feedback, we always decide, like, do we want to do a DLC or do we want to do an update? What's a change we want to make? So it's always really flexible. We really appreciate the community that is giving us feedback, because at the end of the day, they're the people who are going to play it. So based on their input, we make our certain decisions on updating or DLCs or not.
And last question, the guy who played it for 10 hours on Twitch, you know, developers will always find that gamers will take their game to places they didn't know. Did he discover something? Did he find a flaw or a glitch or anything in 10 hours?
That's a really good question. I have no answer for that. He talked to Ronnie, the CEO of Lion Castle, and I will definitely check up with that. Because that's a good question. I don't know. All I knew that he was basically going ham on the entire game, and after 10 hours he started spamming us that he really enjoyed it. So I appreciated that.
All right. That's Roderick Rota from Holland joining us live here on Sports Byline. The game is Speed 3 Grand Prix on all the big systems. Check it out. It is out now. Roderick, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for giving time to us, and a good show.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle, and we will be right back on Sports Byline.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And Rick Tittle with you. A couple more minutes left in the Video Game Review, and we'll get you back to your 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on your respective networks. But it's time for the cheat code, and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And even if I don't pick yours, I'll write you back and answer you. I'll do a little manhunt for you, and I bring that up because the game requested here is Manhunt 2 on the Wii. Email here comes from Mr. A. Mr. A says he writes in from Alabama. So maybe he's Mr. Alabama. Whatever it is, Mr. A, your Manhunt 2 cheat codes for the Wii. I have unlimited ammo, and I have unlocking all levels. Better stick with me here. For unlimited ammo at the title screen, press pause and press up, up, down, down. Left, right, left, right. It's the old Contra code without the ending. Once again, up, up, down, down, left, right, unlimited ammo. Now to unlock all levels at the title screen, press pause, and then go up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right. This will open the relive episode at the start menu. So you can when it says relive episode at that point, you can just go to any level that you would want, even if you haven't finished them yet. And also, you can get the alternate ending with Leo as well. And then there's one mysterious thing, which a lot of people don't know what it is. And at any point, you can pause and press ZZZC, ZZCCZ, once again, press pause, and then go ZZZC, ZZCCZ, and then the word watermark 20 appears at the bottom left corner of the screen. And no one knows why watermark 20 says that on the screen, But someone had to program that in, and then somebody had to then leak it. Unless it's one of these people, it's just too many possible outcomes to press every single number combination on your controller to get that. But anyway, there's some cheats for the old Wii game, Manhunt 2. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.